The question today is, what do you mean by the term inoculated with the gospel? I suppose you've heard me preach this message, or you read the book, or you've read it on the internet, because we have a book entitled Inoculated with the Gospel on our website. And what do I mean by that? Now, you realize something, that I made the statement that many of our church members have been inoculated with the gospel. Now, that statement sounds like a good thing until you understand what the word inoculated means. The Health Dictionary states that the inoculation is the act or practice of communicating a disease to a person by inserting contagious matter into their skin or flesh. So after reading that definition, in other words, one may have a tendency to say, well, it's that being inoculated with the gospel sounds like a good thing. But really, when the gospel's heard and the heart stirred without a completed work of Holy Spirit, a person will make a profession. In other words, he'll be inoculated with a profession that does not give him peace and satisfaction because it's not real. So there's a problem. Inoculation in the end keeps you from getting the disease. And that's good in the health world. But in other words, inoculation really causes one to be immune to the disease for which they're inoculated to or vaccinated. And the encyclopedia states that vaccination is the inoculation of a person or animal in order to bring about immunity to an infectious organism. Now, being exposed to the truth concerning inoculation causes me to come to a conclusion that many Baptists, as well as many other denominations today, have been inoculated with the gospel, which in reality has caused them to become immune to the gospel. So I'd like to use the physical inoculation to make an application to the spiritual inoculation of the gospel. First of all, inoculation requires a vaccine. The encyclopedia states that a vaccine, and this is talking about the health world, that a vaccine may consist of living organisms that are weakened in a laboratory so that they create immunity without giving them the disease. That's usually done by doctors who are specialists in their field. The vaccine they develop consists of a shot or a pill called Orovac vaccine, and that means that living organisms have been tampered with to create the vaccine that produces immunity. So have a spiritual application to that. Paul said to the church at Galatia, in Galatians 1, 6, and 7, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. In these verses, we see the use of another is in our English language is used twice, but the Greek uses two words, different words. The first another is translated from the Greek word heteros, while the second word is translated from the Greek word allos. Heteros means another of a different kind, while allos means another of the same kind. Thus, we can summarize what Paul says in Galatians 1, 6, and 7, and I marvel that you're moved unto a gospel of a different kind, which is not of the same kind, or of the saving kind. Now, this is the result of the gospel having been tampered with or weakened by men, usually doctors who have been cloned out of religious institutions that are weakening the gospel. The gospel's good news of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, we usually say that according to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. But that gospel also includes the virgin birth, his sinless life, as well as his death, burial, and resurrection. It also includes his ascension, his ministry of intercession, and his bodily coming back again. Now, anyone who tampers with or weakens the gospel in any way produces a heteros gospel, thus producing a spiritual vaccine, which when ministered will cause immunity to the gospel. But the vaccine must be administered in the health world. You see, in the health world, such the people, human instruments such as doctors and nurses are used to administer the vaccine. At first, the vaccine was administered in shot form, but later an easy method was developed, in some cases that of an oral vaccine. Take it by mouth. Now see, God in administering the gospel, he's administering the gospel by use of human instruments. The Bible said in Romans 10, 13 through 15, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except he be sent? 1 Corinthians 3:5 said, Paul said, who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as God gave to every man. Therefore, we conclude from the scriptures that no one will be saved without the aid of a human instrument. But the problem is that many human instruments have developed a weakened form of the gospel by using their canned plan on everyone they meet. By canned plan, I mean they use the same technique on everyone they deal with. Some say if you want to go to heaven, just raise your hand and pray this simple prayer and ask Jesus into your heart. Then they tell them they're saved because they prayed the prayer. The problem with that is that's a spiritual vaccine which inoculates them with the gospel, which in reality keeps them from receiving the gospel. Others use the Roman road plan on everyone they deal with, no matter what their need is, and that too results in many being inoculated with the gospel instead of receiving the gospel. Still others would refute these methods to just mention as easy believism and would never practice such, yet they use Romans 10:13 and put pressure on those they deal with by saying they call God a liar if they say they're not saved after they prayed out loud because they heard them call on the name of the Lord in their presence. That's just another form of vaccine developed by man to inoculate men with the gospel. All these spiritual vaccines and many others, even though I'm not going to mention them today, are used to get numbers while leaving many immune to the gospel, in other words, leaving them unsaved. In the Health, the encyclopedia states that periodic booster immunization is recommended with most vaccines because the immunity caused by the initial inoculation may decrease with time. Therefore, booster shots are needed. Now, that point holds true with all who've been inoculated with the gospel. They all need spiritual booster shots of the gospel from time to time to keep them in their immunized state so that they do not receive the gospel, so they'll not be saved. In other words, when doubt enters as a result of a person not having anything real, well-meaning preachers and altar workers have their booster shots ready to administer assurance so that person may be they're dealing with will stay immune to the gospel. These booster shots come in many forms. In other words, it's just the phrase, that's just the devil making you doubt. Sometimes that's an impression a person gets within due to his traditional teaching. And when really it's the devil trying to tell the person he's okay because the instrument, human instrument, usually say, that's what happens to everybody who's saved. They doubt. And so therefore, they may use the expression and say, that sounds good to me. Your testimony sounds good to me. Preachers, you're not God. And a lost person is blinded and if he's just received the vaccine of the gospel, doesn't need to hear that from you, for they have a tendency to be lifted up with pride and hold on to their profession, when in reality, they're lost. There are those who say that one of the ways you know that you're saved is that you doubt. And that's contrary to the scripture, because 1 Thessalonians 1:5 states plainly that the gospel is received, and when it's received, there's much assurance, which is the opposite of doubt. So therefore, if one has continuous doubt, it's because they've been inoculated with the gospel and are not really saved. Another booster shot's administered by telling someone who comes to say they're just not sure whether they're saved, and you tell them just to bow their head and ask Jesus in their heart. No one can be saved until there's a reality that they're lost, and that takes a completed work of Holy Ghost conviction for that reality to be present in a person. Therefore, if someone tries this technique on another person, they are administering a booster shot and causing that person to be immune to the gospel. Another one of these immune booster shots is that you need to be baptized by this church to make sure you're in the bride. I've heard this told to someone who is not sure they were saved. The preacher went on to say to that individual, what you need to do is be baptized by our church to make sure you're in the bride. It just might be that the church that baptized you is not able to trace their lineage all the way back to Christ, and we can. And that individual submitted to what the preacher said and held on to that profession for a long time. Booster shots. Brethren, that's only a booster shot of the gospel. It keeps one immune to the truth of the gospel. And not only is it that, but it is really baptismal regeneration, which is contrary to the scripture. Lord, help us today. Another shot that some give, well, you go to church and you tithe. Now, that booster shot's real to me because I experienced this when I was in my 20s. I went to the pastor telling him that I was not sure that I was saved. He basically said, you go to church 3 times a week, you pay your tithe. And that statement, which was a booster shot, puffed me up with pride and caused me to go for years immune to the gospel. Another booster shot is you had answered prayers, and many administer that because they've had answered prayers, and they do it to others. They quote John 9:31, where it says, "We know that God heareth not sinners," and they quote that to give assurance to others without looking at the context. You see, a lost man said that to a bunch of lost Pharisees, and it was based upon their tradition, when in reality, in Acts 10:31, the Bible states plainly that the angel told Cornelius, a lost man, "Thy prayer is heard." So this statement given to someone who's in doubt of their salvation is nothing more than a spiritual booster shot to keep that person immune to the gospel. And there's many other forms of booster shots I could mention, but that's enough to let you see the problem we're having today. And many in our churches are lost because they've been inoculated with the gospel by well-meaning preachers and personal workers who short-circuit the work of the Holy Ghost, thus causing those they deal with to come to be immune to the truth of the gospel. And then when they come back to that same preacher, they administer them a booster shot to keep them in their lost condition. And Paul said in essence, Galatians 1:8 and 9, "Let those who practice such go on to hell. Let them be accursed." Well, sometimes even after the vaccine has been given and the booster shot are administered in health, I'm talking about, the person still gets the disease when exposed to a strong source of the living organism. Now, the good part of this in the health world is that there are few who get the disease who've been inoculated. Now, the sad part in the spiritual world is that there are few who encounter the strong source of the truth of the gospel and saved after being inoculated. The Bible said in Matthew 7:13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But thank the Lord for the few, many of whom were saved in spite of inoculation and booster shots that tried to keep them immune to the gospel." And Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "For our gospel came not in unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance," as you know. In other words, this power and Holy Ghost refers to a completed work of Holy Ghost conviction that's necessary for a person to be saved. So I ask you today, have you received the gospel, or are you just inoculated with the gospel? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates." Inoculation in the health world is good, but it's not good in the spiritual world. It's good for the devil, but it's not good for your soul. And Paul, in essence, said, "Let those who inoculate with the gospel or give booster shots to immune you from the gospel, just let them go on to hell. Let them be accursed," in Galatians 1:8-9. So I pray this question, answer to this question, speaks to your heart concerning your condition. Inoculation's good in the health world, but it's not good in the spiritual world. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.